Second Sunday of the month, we take time to celebrate communion, and we're going to do that this morning.
As Pastor Sherry was sharing this morning, I thought, we'll give you thanks forever and we'll show forth thy praise to all generations. How long did they do that? Till the next time something came along and tempted them to go astray, right? Of course, that never happens to us. And that caused me to think about the fact that some of these situations, sacraments, we call them, we celebrate regularly, some not so often. I know one church, at least, that never celebrates the sacraments because they believe Jesus did it once and that fulfilled it for all time. Others do them every day. And my own feelings are that it's like Psalm 23 or the Lord's Prayer. Most of us know them by heart. That's probably the wrong phrase to use. We know them by soul. And as soon as we start to say them, our mind goes into routine and we don't think about the words. So they don't affect our heart again. And so that's one of the reasons we do communion monthly. We don't want it to become so rote from doing it every day or every week that it loses its impact. But neither do we want to neglect it so that it loses, or so that it has no meaning except in Christ. And it's interesting that Pastor Kevin is doing this series on the Feasts of Israel and their fulfillment to us. It's also interesting that some things we do, like water baptism, we do once. Because water baptism is a rejection, a departure from one kingdom,
right,
and the entrance into another kingdom. However, we recommend you read the Bible daily. Why? Because you need spiritual food every day, just as you like to have natural food every day. We recommend the baptism in the Holy Spirit with daily involvement. Why? Because we need to be edified daily. Again, an act of replenishment. Both of those last two are replenishment things that we can do as we give out to others. And so should our lives as Christians be, lives of giving to others, showing the love of God as was shown to us to them. And so we replenish. Well, we're going to do communion today with that introduction. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. And again, I forgot to bring a different translation. I like to usually bring different translations because we think a little bit different if we hear from a different translation. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. He received it from the Lord, and he passed it on. That's the way it should be for all things, shouldn't it? We receive from the Lord, and then we pass them on to others. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And I can't help but think of John 6, where he says, "Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me." And sometimes we're appalled at that, but then we can be appalled at just about any part of Christianity we want. Because it's not logical. It's not logical. It's a spiritual dimension. And so we need to understand we're not talking in natural things here necessarily. We're talking in spiritual things. Take, eat, this is my body. In the same manner, he also took up the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. A new covenant. Every time God established a new covenant with his people in one form or another, blood was shed.
Right.
Sacrifices were made.
Yeah.
Offerings were made and blood was shed. It's said that Dr. Livingston made his way across Africa by cutting the wrist with each of the tribal chieftains and establishing blood covenant with them. Recognized historically as a significant demonstration of our blood covenant with God. He shed his blood for us. So when we do this periodically, we do this to remember all of the impacts of what it means to become a Christian. To appreciate the fact that, wow, we deserve to die for all our sins to be put on the cross. They were put on the cross and Jesus took the punishment for them, so we didn't have to. But that didn't mean we didn't deserve them.
Right.
But we entered into a new covenant, a covenant of grace, and his blood was shed to inaugurate that covenant. So when we drink the fruit of the vine, we're honoring, remembering, reminding ourselves of the power of that covenant. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. This means we are redeclaring the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for all the sins of all the world, starting with ourselves first. We're declaring it again to ourselves as well as to everyone else. This is what Jesus did. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. That means don't be disrespectful of the magnitude of what this represents and the power that's in it. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it unworthily. It's serious stuff. Life or death stuff. But let a man examine himself. Now, we're pretty good at examining others. But if we would examine others with the grace we examine ourselves with, and examine ourselves with the fervor with which we examine others. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. In other words, if we partake unworthily, without having examined ourselves properly, not appreciating the magnitude of this offering of Christ, then we're asking for God to judge us, to put his judgment upon us. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. So we have a choice when we come to the communion table. Take it worthily or take it unworthily. Only each of us can answer to ourselves and to our God as to how we receive it. It's not for us to judge one another in this matter. It's only for us to stand before God, ask him by his Holy Spirit to examine ourselves, make sure we're right with him. If we have any unconfessed sin, confess it immediately. Be right with him. If we have relationships within the body that are not right, then we're not discerning the Lord's body correctly. Therefore, we shouldn't partake unworthily. Now, that doesn't mean don't partake. It means get things right.
That's right.
And then partake. I remember my wife and I, we were raised in spent a lot of time in a tradition. She was raised in it. I came into it later, but the essence was, well, I've got a problem with somebody, so I'm just not going to take communion today. Well, that misses the whole point. The point is, get right. Be right with the head of the body and the body of the body. All of the body. and receive life. So we believe there's some sort of a miraculous spiritual thing that takes place when we receive these elements. That they are to impart spiritual life to us. It's not just a remembrance thing. There's remembrance involved, appreciation involved, respect involved, powerful magnitudes involved. But at the same time, we're to do it because we need help. We need life, and we need life regularly, just as we need daily spiritual food and daily spiritual replenishment by praying in our prayer languages. So with that, got so tied up in the words this morning that I almost forgot what we're here for. So let us take the, as some would call it, the host, the bread, unleavened, representing sinlessness, because sin is a type of, or leaven is a type of sin, and receive it as the Lord's body to give us life. We can't have that life unless we partake of the Lord's body. And with that goes all the promises that He gave to us. Healing for our bodies. Healing for our spirits. Healing for our relationships. God is a good God.
Yes, He is.
And He has given us so many things for us to receive from Him so that we might not forget to praise Him forever and ever.
Amen.
Regularly, let's do it together now. Father, we give thanks to You that through Jesus Christ You've caused us to know and to understand and to receive as we remember our own initial salvation experience and what it meant to be set free from all that sin and the power of sin in our lives as well and what it meant to receive healing for our spirits and our souls and our bodies, to be brought into a new relationship with the head of the body of Christ and the body of the body of Christ. We remember this morning and we thank You for it.
Yes, we do.
Through Jesus Christ indeed, our Lord. Together now.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank
You. He took the cup and He said, "This is My blood." Now, we know this isn't His blood, but it represents His blood. It represents our understanding that He shed His blood to establish a new covenant, a covenant of grace and mercy and love. And we affirm that covenant each time we take communion. Communion means Eucharist, which means celebration. So it's a sober time, yes, it's a somber time. But it's also a time of rejoicing and celebration and praise and thanksgiving. Together, thank God for a new covenant. Together.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord, for life and health and a new kingdom.
Glory to You.
A new relationship,
yes,
with You and with each other.
Yes.
We remember today and we proclaim today. We remind ourselves and we remind each other what a glorious gift You have given us through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.